But first, making news again yesterday, Dez Bryant's monkey, Dallas. PETA officials tried to take him away from Dez, saying that he was not in a healthy environment for a baby monkey. Well, joining us now on our satellite hookup from Valley Ranch is Dez Bryant's monkey, Dallas. Good morning, Dallas. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, good to have you back.
I bet yesterday was kind of a tough day for you with PETA wanting to take you away from Dez.
It was very upsetting. Yeah, and I don't mean this in a negative way.
Yeah.
But if PETA shows up at Dez's door to take me away, they're going to get a face full of lead.
Oh, my God.
Lead?
Yeah. I'll just grab one of them shotguns that fell out of Greg Hardy's pockets when he's over here. Let Mr. Mossberg do the spaking.
So what is the status? Have you been, I don't know if you've been contacted by police or what's going on here?
No, my cell phone's been blowing up, but I don't answer it if I don't recognize the number. I'm scared it's that PETA.
Yeah, that PETA.
Yeah, ain't letting some hairy-legged, tree-hugging, Wicca, loving diva cup using lesbo take me out of this rapper's paradise.
This rapper's paradise. Well, yeah, see, they don't think that you should be in captivity, but I guess you would say that you have a pretty good setup.
Yeah, it's a great setup. I love it here. Yeah. I can eat burritos all day long.
Burritos?
Funyuns, and Dez lets me drive his badass Aston Martin because he don't know how to drive. So anytime we have to make a Sonic run, I'm up on that wheel while Dez works that foot feed down there.
Those are really old terms you're using there.
In the women's. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, really?
I get all the leftovers and cast-offs. Mm. Now, I ain't going to pretend some of them ain't fat. But, man, I'm used to monkey ass, so I'll take them fat women all day long.
All right.
This is Dallas Bryant, Dez's pet monkey. It sounds like you are living the good life with Dez.
You know, Craig, this is the only family I've ever known.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've had holidays together. One, just Halloween, but it meant a lot. Dez and I went trick-or-treating together. Mm. Got like a million pieces of Skittles and a couple fistfuls of them Reese cups. You know what I like?
What do you like?
I like them Rolos.
Yeah. Rolos?
Yeah.
When Dez first told me that there's this little chocolate silo candy all preggers with caramel, I said, shut up.
Yeah, those
sure
are tasty.
Enough, he had some.
Yeah.
So, Jason Garrett.
You don't want to hear what we was dressed like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what were you dressed like at Halloween?
Well, George, we was in funny, like, costumes.
Yeah.
I was dressed up as Dez, you know, had the jersey and the unstable facial hair and the foot cast on. And he was dressed up like me, dressed up as Muslim clock boy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but old Dez, he likes to dress me in funny outfits.
Like what?
You know, on the days that it's non-Halloween, too. Oh, I'm always wearing a fez or a sombrero, you know, just to crack up his buddies.
Yeah.
Except that old Jason Garrett, I ain't no friend of his.
Why? What's going on there? Yeah, he said that he has confirmation that you exist. So
yeah.
I guess you've met him.
Old Dez had me out here at Valley Ranch, and Jason come a-walking in. It freaked me out because I'd never seen a ginger before.
Oh, gosh.
So I'd jump up on Jason Garrett's face and darn near pulled his nose off before Roosevelt tackled me. And all hell broke loose, and I threw a little poop over Jerry's way, and he caught it and threw it at Jerry Jr.
Oh, God.
I mean, he winged it fast, too, and it's a big one. Hit Junior right in the mouth.
Oh, nasty.
Old Jerry said to Junior, get that ass-eating grin off your face. That's when the gunfire started.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we had a shootout for like 4 hours.
Shootout? Why wasn't this reported?
And it didn't end until Greg Hardy busted in with his double machine guns in the air. Fired up in the air so many times it cut out a circle in the ceiling, and the entire second floor marketing department came crashing down on us.
What a wild scene.
Man, I think we would have heard about this.
It was wild, and now PETA wants to take me out of this heaven. That ain't going to happen.
Uh-oh. No.
I guarantee you that.
Okay. That sounds like you're going to go peacefully.
Moment of silence for Jabari. All right, then. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, we'll see you later. That's Dallas getting back with us. The monkey that belongs to Dez Bryant.